This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
If you really want to get him, what are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is Crime Stoppers, and once a month during our Crime Stoppers segment, we get a very valued assist from the folks over at iCare, and that is what we're doing today. In fact, we're welcoming in Saguna Mayweather, Academic Supervisor for the Department of Strategic Planning and Implementation. We are talking today about pathways to bright futures.
Good
Saguna,
morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with this morning, and glad to be talking about this, because as the academic world changes, we need to stay a step ahead, if not two. So let's start right there. What is Pathways to Bright Futures?
Well, Brian, I don't know if you have seen statistics as of the last few years, but we found that 80% of all students that we're graduating from EBR Public Schools, and that's about 2,500 to 2,800 kids a year, 80% of those kids do stay right here in our community in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. And so we have to really think about what we're putting back into the community as far as students having opportunities. So Pathways came around because we realized that because the market industry, you know, landscape of jobs here in Baton Rouge is changing, we needed to be able to be very intentional with what kids are leaving us with. Okay. You know, I don't know how many kids you know that, or how many people in the community are coming out with just a high school diploma, right. And there's nothing wrong with that, but the opportunities for students that are coming out with just a high school diploma are very different than we came out of school a long time
absolutely.
Ago, right?
Absolutely. When I was in school, it was college or bust. There
That's
was
it.
No middle ground. There was no, the technical world was not pushed
absolutely.
Or celebrated in any way.
And
however, six figures worth of student loans were.
Absolutely. So I went to the great Baton Rouge High right down the street from you in 19. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated, right, in this community, almost 100% of us went to college.
Right.
And that is not the case anymore. So we need to really research and look at what industries in Baton Rouge are not just thriving right now, but in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, and make sure that the kids that are leaving us at East Baton Rouge Parish are actually prepared to either go to work or go into a post-secondary institution.
Okay, so how? How do we do that?
Okay, great. So we have been kind of functioning as singletons. You know, there's a menu and you kind of say, oh, you know, I like this social studies class over here. Let me take that. And, oh, you know, maybe this welding and this biology. What Pathways has done is really provide good sequencing for courses. And we're working with industry partners, especially our post-secondaries, LSU, BRCC, Southern University, that are right here. And we're asking them, one, what is the skill set that you're looking for as students are coming to you?
I'm going to interrupt once or twice.
Oh, absolutely.
Saguna Mayweather is our guest. We're talking about Pathways to Bright Futures. What is sequencing?
So, Brian, I don't know what the sequence of courses that you took, for example, math, right?
Right.
You might have taken Algebra 1 when you first came into ninth grade, then that led you to a geometry, then that led you to Algebra 2 and so forth, right? There's a sequence because you need to know some things before you know other things, right?
Right? Okay.
Building blocks. That same sequencing can happen in terms of career pathways and academics for higher academic courses. So we're talking to LSU and Southern and BRCC and saying, what are the things you really want these students to come in with? Maybe we haven't been looking at it right all this time. Do the kids need physics, you know, to start with you? Do the kids need? So the sequencing has to do with building what is necessary for kids to go right into the post-secondary partners or jobs.
Gotcha.
ExxonMobil is here. Baton Rouge General is here. Our partners, our external partners, we look to them to say, what do you want these kids to have so that they are a direct pipeline to you and we have workers and you're ready to go?
Okay. Now, how does we'll go back to the how.
Sure.
Does that application play out in real time or real life?
Okay. So we started this. Pathway started as a pilot at Glen Oaks High School 2 years ago. I will tell you that there, those kids are getting ready to go to 11th grade because they were in 9th grade. The cohort is always going to start in 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Going into 11th grade right now, this year, right now, this month, half of the students in that class have 24 to 28 college credits. That's a sophomore.
Heading into 11th grade.
Those that, because this is about options, opportunities, access, right? Some of those kids tried those dual enrollment courses and decided, you know, this may not be for me. You don't know what's for you until you try it.
Right. How is this different from advanced play or from AP courses?
It is a little different in that these are Louisiana transfer credits. Remember I told you in the beginning that 80% of our kids stay right here in Baton Rouge or at least in Louisiana. So the dual enrollment credits that we are sequencing for kids are good at any Louisiana college here, public college here in Louisiana.
Gotcha.
AP, of course, you can earn college credit, but it's dependent on an assessment. You have to score a certain amount on the exam, and it's up to the college if they're going to take that or not. For example, my kids both went right here, K through 12, in East Baton Rouge Parish. They both graduated from the McKinley High School.
Gotcha.
And my son scored a 5 on his calculus, his AP calculus. And the great Fordham University in New York City did not take it. And he had to take it again because sometimes with AP, colleges want you to make sure that you get their set of instructional, you know, standards. And so that's why now we want kids who feel comfortable. It's not for everyone, right? Every option is not for everyone.
Right.
So for Pathways with dual enrollment, you also have the option of taking AP or industry-based certifications.
We're talking with Saguna Mayweather, Academic Supervisor for the Department of Strategic Planning and Implementation. Pathways to Bright Futures is the topic. We're essentially just talking about how do we make sure today's high school students are ready for tomorrow's workforce, and
Absolutely.
Tomorrow is going to get here sooner than we would like.
Very soon.
Individual industries.
Yep.
You had mentioned Baton Rouge General. You
yes.
had mentioned ExxonMobil. It's not
yes.
exclusive to those two, but those two are included. So why certain industries?
So we had an external research company come in and really do what's a value now in Baton Rouge and what will be a value in the next 5 to 10 years. And the 5 industries that they came up with, of course, you mentioned technology, and, you know, we're really driving towards that industry. Medical,
mm-hmm.
transportation and logistics,
mm-hmm.
construction management. And then we did a very liberal arts because we want to make sure that every child is comfortable with something that they can, you know, have a choice in. And so a lot of the liberal arts pathway is going to lead you to college, whereas the other ones I mentioned are very much workforce-based.
I've got 2 more for you.
Yeah.
I've got more than 2 more for you. I think we have time for 2 more. We're getting back into the how. We're getting back into the making of the sausage, as it were. How is such a heavy lift of monitoring and supporting thousands of students in advanced courses supported by the district?
So I'm glad you mentioned that. In my experience, what gets monitored moves forward, right? Mm-hmm. So there is actually a position that the superintendent has created. It's called Academic Program Coordinator. And that person's only job is to ensure that these students in Pathways to Bright Futures have a liaison to college, to have those experiences, to the industry that they're interested in, and build in that support. They are there for interventions. They are there, you know, Brian, one of the reasons I see a lot of kids, I've been in this district for a very long time. I see a lot of kids who are super bright. They go to college and they're out within the first year because they, one, didn't know what to expect.
Right.
But two, they didn't have a point person that they could go to say, hey, what am I supposed to register for? What's the next thing I'm supposed to do? And that's where that sequencing that we talked about earlier is so important. This person, the academic program coordinator at each high school, we have one at every high school in Baton Rouge, is really your point person to let you know what you can do next, what's possible for you, and just having that support.
Chatting with Saguna Mayweather about Pathways to Bright Futures. The other one that I had, and hopefully we'll get to one or two more after that, is about logistics here. You've got different industries in different places,
yeah.
but you can't have everyone everywhere all at once.
Right.
So how do you work logistics? Is there a lot of off-campus stuff here that we're entrusting 11th and 12th graders to leave and come back?
So I would say that because we work with so many external partners,
yeah.
they're very open. And remember that they're getting something out of this. They're getting a direct pipeline of kids who are ready, who have the habit, you know, formation, who have the knowledge and the skill. So I would say our partners come in a lot. There are dual enrollment courses that outside external partner support. So BRCC instructors come in, LSU instructors come in, industry partners come in. And so I think bringing that to them in their senior year, kids do have internships. But Brian, we talked a little earlier about support and how this works. One of the most important things, I was actually the first APC, these people that I'm telling you about, for the pilot. And so I'm telling you that we cannot do this. Teachers are tired.
Yes.
School administrators are tired. We cannot do this without external support. When we could, that first class of ninth graders that I managed at Glen Oaks High School, those were the first ninth graders that were back full face-to-face after COVID. So these kids had not been together in a school environment with other people since seventh grade. And when I tell you, walking down the hallway, it was just teaching them how to walk again, what directions to go, right, how not to poke each other, you right, know, when right, they're walking right down the hallway, right? So a lot of them had experienced death of parents during COVID. This is where our external partners like iCare and, you know, the referrals that our APCs are able to make to our iCare counselors. You know, we do work in schools where students experience violence and, you know, things like that. And so those external partners like iCare, Crime Stoppers, all of these external industry partners, we have to have that to make this work.
She is Saguna Mayweather. I knew we were going to run out of time, but I greatly appreciate the conversation. We could go on for another.
Thank you. You know, I think I talk as much as you do. So
hey, I'll take it. Saguna, I appreciate it.